I started the organization 5 years ago because I had had my own struggles navigating the mental health care system here in North Alabama. And the Little Orange Fish mission really is focused on helping the public understand what their needs are and how to get access to the resources to address those needs.
So how does Little Orange Fish get involved with the public fulfilling their mission?
Education outreach, that being the primary focus of Little Orange Fish. Work with teachers, law enforcement, business leaders to help them educate themselves and those they work with and interface with on recognizing signs and symptoms of mental illness and emotional distress, and understand how to advocate for themselves and how to find professionals who can best help them understand their issues better and get the treatments that they need.
Your group has a partnership with Wellstone Behavioral Services, is that correct?
Currently, no active engagements, but we have provided in the past and will in the future mental health first aid, which is a program geared towards the general public on that very issue of recognizing the signs and symptoms of mental illness and what to do.
Are you partnered with any other mental health services right now?
So we are a partner on the SPEAK effort through Huntsville Hospital Foundation, working with the North Alabama Mental Health Coalition, which is largely geared towards helping those with serious mental illness, helping them access the necessary resources, which we are severely lacking in North Alabama and Alabama in general. How to change that is a big focus of that effort, is really understanding what the shortcomings are and what we need to do to get policy changes in place and get the public behind it.
What would you say is the exact role that SPEAK plays along with Little Orange Fish in your mission?
So the SPEAK effort is focused almost exclusively on suicide prevention and intervention. And that is a Huntsville Hospital Foundation guided effort. And in that, it really is getting in to speak with teachers and students about recognizing the signs and symptoms of all the things that lead to more catastrophic outcomes. So there have been many events throughout the past 2 years that effort has been going. Interfacing, like I said, with teachers, with parents, with practitioners. I had an event earlier this year where we met with over 70 primary care physicians. And so that is the, you know, working with different stakeholders around that specific topic, being suicide prevention and intervention.
How would you say that these sorts of events and, you know, your group alone, how would you say that that helps defeat sort of misconceptions about mental illness and things among people who want to know more?
Well, there is still this prevailing perception that mental health and physical health are different things. And we know that that is absolutely false from a physiological and medical perspective now. Getting past that is the biggest misconception. And associated, closely related to that, is the idea of stigma. You know, people not seeing any kind of emotional distress or mental illness as a weakness of some sort. And we know that that's just not the case.
And how do you combat that sort of thinking? How do you combat people who say something like, you know, mental illness is not like breaking a bone, you know, it's like just something that you can fix like that?
First of all, I think we are making progress on that front. People are recognizing that
in North Alabama
and globally. While there are several things that are not progressing as quickly as I would like to see, and the understanding that mental illness is something, or even emotional distress, and I try to make that distinction. I mean, all of us deal with emotional distress. And the idea that we should be able to address those issues on our own without asking for help is really a ridiculous one. And we are starting to see a change in culture where people are more willingly reaching out for assistance about these issues, because it is, when you have a traumatic event, an emotionally traumatic event, it is just like breaking a bone. I mean, there is damage that is done, and if you don't attend to it with the appropriate treatment, it's going to leave permanent damage. It is a direct analog of, you know, breaking a leg bone.
Right. Now, you are having an event. and that is called Feelings Are Real Expressions in Laughter. Can you tell us a little bit about who is going to be there and what is going to be there?
This is the third in the expression series that we've done. Started last year with Expressions in Art was the first event we had. Then Expressions in Music, and this being Expressions in Laughter. And really, the objectives are twofold. One is to bring awareness to mental health issues. The secondary mission is to bring together community. In this case, we're using laughter to get there. It's actually a mixed event. We'll have three extraordinary musicians, artists performing, opening with Victoria Jones. I have Alan Little, who is the founder and director of Listen Local, who will be emceeing and doing his own performing. And then Jordan Lamont Landers will be closing the musical. We have Mike James as comedian coming down. He'll be performing in between Victoria and Lamont. And he is a Nashville-based comedian that I'm really excited about.
Can you tell me how laughter fits in with this whole entire theme? Like, what do you think laughter brings to this event?
It's a tough question. So the expression series is really about recognizing that emotions and feelings are real.
That's the title of the event.
That's right. It's really the subtitle of the mission of the organization, is to bring about that recognition that feelings, that emotional aspect of who we are, is just as tangible, just as real as the physical aspect, as you mentioned before. You know, emotional trauma versus a broken arm. They really are just as impactful and just as important. And I would say, you know, from the emotional perspective, that is the driver for everything that we are. So
it's sort of like a communal thing where you have, you know, the first one you said was art, then you had song, and now you have laughter, and all three of those things can bring people together. So that's what I'm getting.
And they're about expression. Mm-hmm. They're about putting yourself out there, getting these artists to show who they are. That is the nature of art, is the vulnerability and expression of self. So that's the most important message, really, of Little Orange Fish, is to say that, you know, we are emotional, and our mental health and our emotional health is central to who we are.
So is it safe to presume that next year you will have another expressions installment in your expressions series?
We will. We might start back at the beginning again. Probably music is going to be central to all of the events from this point on.
If anybody listening wants to go and donate to Little Orange Fish, how would they go about doing that?
To littleorangefish.org. Just go there, and there is a donate button right on the front. But I would encourage anybody to first go there and poke around and look at what we're doing.
How can people find out more information about the Expressions in Laughter event?
Through the Facebook page, Little Orange Fish, or littleorangefish.org. If you just scroll down, there is a link to information.
Do you have anything else that you would like to add today, Daniel?
I encourage everybody to go to littleorangefish.org and look around and give me feedback. Anything you send to info@littleorangefish.org will get to me directly. And engaging the community is what the mission is all about. And so getting feedback is critical to that mission.